from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got him screaming, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
One more. How come I can't hear myself? Can y'all hear me?
You do sound kind of quiet.
It sounds just fine on my end. It's the same thing I think happened to Kyle earlier.
Talk real quick. Shaq, I can't hear myself at all.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I hear Jesse. I hear you just fine.
I can't turn my volume up too loud because I
see. It sounds like you're far away from the mic again.
God damn it! All right, you know what happened? All right. Jonathan! Hey, check one, check. I hate this place.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't hear you. I'm just hearing you in like real time.
All right, D-Lo and Casey have gone 3 days since last nonsense.
Three!
I'm pretty sure we did this like beginning of the week.
Let me tell you this.
Stop yelling at me, first of all.
Kyle seemed to be going through the same thing earlier. He was heard perfectly fine over the radio and on the stream. So I know that is frustrating, but they hear you fine.
Let's just quit.
I was listening to Kyle. He's like, I can't hear anything. That sounds terrible. And I just texted. I was like, bro, you sound perfectly fine. Okay. So I know, but I think it's the same thing going on. And Jonathan came in and couldn't fix it. So,
well, if Jonathan can't fix it, the whole world is coming to a goddamn end. The remote won't charge out there from the sun. Kimberly's nowhere to be found. The TV is stuck. I can't hear anything. And it's fine. Jesse has no idea what's going on.
Well, no, I'm looking at the board. Like it says, like the levels are fine. So if the board says we're fine.
So it's fine. Who cares? It's whatever. This is what we're doing. No, this is fine. This is freaking fantastic. It's good. What I hear is myself talking through a tin can.
That's what I hear.
No, all right, fine. What the hell with it? We're here. No, it's the show. No, that's fine. It's good. This happened before. It's all good. What are we doing today? No, we had football last night. I'm going to tell you, your stupid little laugh is pissing me off. I'm going to tell you that right now.
The interesting is and Jesse are here in a can. You sound perfectly fine on me. But although I don't know if it's the ear part or I'm just hearing you next to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you sound fine. Yeah, and I can promise you, the most important thing, you sound crystal clear on the radio.
Well, that's all that matters. So, shout out to the folks on the radio.
Send Jonathan in there during the break, though.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the worst idea. Wouldn't be the worst idea. Wouldn't be the worst idea.
Well, I'm just saying, Kenny's like, we're good.
Yeah, I'm not using Kenny Caraway as the barometer for whether this is working properly or not.
I'll tell you, I heard the same conversation at 10 o'clock as I'm driving in. I'm like, Kyle, you sound fine. I don't know what the issue is.
It's fine. You know what happens every time stuff screws up on a Friday.
Uh-oh.
It's the new tradition. When stuff screws up on a Friday, this is what we do. YouTube, you can kiss my ass. Let's get in here. Come on, man. It's Flashback Friday.
Yes, sir.
Talk about it.
They shall hunger no more.
Yeah.
Neither shall they thirst anymore.
They ain't going to bother us.
For God shall wipe away.
Yes, talk about it.
Every tear from the
eye.
Yes, sir. Get ready.
Hey.
For the revolution. Come on. What you say?
It's Steaming Willie Beeman time, baby. Since the mics aren't working, since whatever is going on. Oh yeah, we're gonna have fun today.
We're gonna have a great time.
We're gonna have fun, man.
We have a great time today, man.
We got a classic to talk about. Boy, I'm so happy that I walked into this building, had some new responsibilities that I have in San Francisco, had to get here a little earlier than I normally would on a Friday. I can't tell you how happy I was to walk in this building and not see Paul Marshall from 98 Rock.
Well, you were the only one. Well, I didn't see him either, but I guess Kyle saw him.
Well, I heard Paul was talking this morning because Paul was the one who said yesterday, Lamar is overrated. He was the one who said yesterday, Lamar is going to be the reason they lose.
That's not true.
None of it is true.
That's literally not true.
But I knew he was going to take this opportunity. I had to. I was like, I don't want to see this man. I don't want to see him. And my heart broke for Lamar on that second to last play. Because I disagree with the play to Isaiah in the corner. Orlowski was really hard on that.
Yeah, play. I thought he was throwing the ball away. And then all of a sudden, Isaiah was there and kind of could have caught it.
I didn't think he could have come up short on that play because I thought if you take anything off of that, the receiver catch or the defensive back catches you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like that was a – I don't think he missed on that throw. He missed on the next one, though. He missed on Zay Flowers, and that was tough.
Yeah.
I thought he made up for it brilliantly on the next one, but as we know,
he
got the old Kevin Durant treatment. If his shoe size was half a size less, he would have been fine.
And then, you know, much discussed the Zay Flowers play. I mean, Lamar says one thing. People who watch football and understand route running and everything say another thing should have happened. He says he was going to the running back and saw Zay at the last minute, and it wasn't intended for Zay Flowers. I don't know. Who knows? Like I said, people who watch football say Zay Flowers should have sat down in the zone instead of continuing to move like it was a man situation. There's much debate about whether or not that was a miss or not, but like you said, he didn't miss on the next play. It just didn't happen.
I don't think it can be debated whether it was a miss because he either missed the running back or he missed Zay Flowers, and like Zay Flowers was open. Like,
well, the argument is if he was going to Zay shouldn't have kept running. Zay ran away from where he should have been.
That's tough. Well,
like Zay should have. It was a zone, and there's numerous people who know football more than I do who say. No. I didn't understand it. I'm watching the game. I'm like, yo, he's running. Hit him while he's in stride. That's how I looked at it. And then people were like, no, it was a zone. He should have sat down. I was wrong. I said I was wrong.
That's fine. I know he's a punchline. It's whatever. Like Dan Orlovsky was a quarterback too.
Mm-hmm.
He said Zay's hand goes up, and that's a wide receiver. We always look at that as I'm open. He's like, that's not necessarily what that is. He's saying, like, I'm here, lead me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running that way. His hand is out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar hits him the other way. He said he didn't sit down. That's why he threw it behind him. Was because he didn't sit down. He put his hand up to show this is the direction I'm going. But I don't know. I guess even smart football people see the play differently. I'm not debating whether Lamar missed this game or not. We're talking about one specific play.
Right.
He made up for it on the next. He was out of bounds.
This didn't happen.
He couldn't have put that ball in a better position. It's just a tough finish.
You know, with those last couple of plays, I mean, people forget about how they got down to the goal line. That was a phenomenal play, phenomenal throw right there.
Lamar was incredible yesterday.
I thought he was too. I thought he was great yesterday.
There's something though, like Lamar was incredible, but Patrick Mahomes makes the quarterback position look easy. Like nothing looks difficult for Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. when he's in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Nothing mm-hmm. looks difficult for Patrick Mahomes when he has the ball in his hands.
Right.
It's really one of the more incredible things to watch. Like he makes the game and the position of quarterback look so easy.
Mm. He's in full control, it feels like, all the time. All the time. Like he's in full control of what's going on. And I haven't watched every Patrick Mahomes game there ever was or whatever, but that was like always the thing that frustrates me about those two Super Bowls that the Niners lost. Because I had never seen Patrick Mahomes look like that for three quarters or whatever the case may be. Like, he didn't look comfortable. He didn't know what was going on with the defense. He was making mistakes. I was like, I had never seen him look like that. And that's what's frustrating, that they weren't able to cash in on that. But I say that only to say, every other time I've watched him, he looks like he is in complete control of everything and anything that he wants to do, man. And it's impressive to watch. It really is impressive to watch.
He might have found himself some weapons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're there now. They're there again, I should say.
Man, he might have found himself some weapons. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. What a fun game.
That was a great
start
game.
This season. An absolute blast. I mean, it looked like the Ravens in the partnership with Derrick Henry was going to cook after that first drive. You know, we're looking up that like... Boy, if you utilize Derrick Henry that way, this Ravens team's going to be tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
He never really got into a rhythm after that first drive. But I think that's like Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mm-hmm. really a big deal. I think that's just kind of what you're going to get from him. That's what you've always got for him.
Yeah.
But, man, these two teams, you know, I don't know. It's one game we've only watched two teams play. But both of those teams look really good.
They look like the upper echelon of the league, man.
That's
and,
what it looks like.
You know,
certainly of the conference.
Yeah, yeah. Those look like two of the best teams out there. And one thing that I remembered that I maybe didn't mention yesterday when talking about the Chiefs is that defense is really good. Their defense is really good, really fast. They can cover. That gave the Niners a lot of problems in the Super Bowl that I thought they were going to be able to mitigate. But the corners, the safeties, phenomenal. Chris Jones getting after the quarterback, he's phenomenal. That defense is really, really good. And Spagnuolo does a great job. Although, I don't know what was that at the end of the half, I think it was, when Spagnuolo illegally called a timeout. And everybody said, yeah, you can't do that. It's illegal. there's no penalty for it. Just can't do that.
Maybe he wrecked.
No 15 yards, nothing.
Maybe he recognized Steve Spagnuolo used to be a head coach. He was like, oh, yeah, I got it. Time out. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, they said the corner judge came in and was like, hey, you can't get the hell away from me. No flag, no penalty.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
See, it didn't have any bearing on the game. Well, maybe it would have been like half what they always do, half the distance to the goal or something. It would have been something like that. But I just found it hilarious that they did something you couldn't do. Award them to the timeout. You can't do that.
But maybe that's just an official's error. Maybe that's the official's fault more than it's Spagnuolo's fault.
Yeah, but once you
right, because the referee said, you can't get out of my face. You can't call a timeout, sir. Get your ass behind the line.
Well, he probably got to get a mark.
Maybe that's where the penalty comes from. Sir, you're on the field.
Right.
Maybe 15, that's the penalty 15 yards. Right there.
Yeah. But the ref is probably going to get a mark on his report card this week because of that.
Could be very possible.
He's not going to be able to referee the Pro Bowl.
I don't know that. I think the teams with that. I think the officials with the lowest marks referee the Pro Bowl.
They referee the Panthers.
Oh, that was unnecessary. That was unnecessary. We'll come back. Kyle Madsen joins us here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Kyle Madsen and the Insiders joining us here. Busy day, by the way. Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us about an hour from now. Excited to talk to our man Eddie Gonzalez. Tony Rock. Supposed to be in the building.
Oh, my man, Tony Rock.
Tony Rock performing at the Punchline.
Tony Rock, hilarious.
This weekend. He should be with us in the 2 o'clock hour. And then no James today. So we'll just vibe out, have fun. Cash Caraway ahead in game number 17 of the top 20 games of the Kings season. As we welcome in Kyle Madsen here to the show. You said you had some thoughts on the game, specifically the quarterback play, I'm guessing.
Yeah, man. I think that last night was not about Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has very quietly become the quarterback everybody says Brock Purdy is.
Break it down. Break it down.
What did Patrick Mahomes do last night?
Manage the game.
Individually. If Brock Purdy had gone, 20 of 28 for 291, a touchdown and a pick, and had an average depth of target of like 6.5 or whatever it was. It's over the middle to Rashee Rice, and it's a bunch of yak. It's a short throw to Travis Kelce. It's a 35-yard touchdown on a blown coverage. Mm. Those are all nitpicks that the Steven Ruizes of the world would have had with that performance last night. But because it's Patrick Mahomes, we're like, oh my God, he was incredible. Oh, he's amazing. And I know why. Patrick Mahomes has 3 Super Bowls. He's the best quarterback in the league. Like, don't get it twisted. But over the last couple of years, Patrick Mahomes is a yak merchant. Everything. Patrick Mahomes is a, I'm going to dump it short. And Rashi Rice is going to run after the catch. Travis Kelce is going to run after the catch. Oh, there's Isaiah Pacheco. And we're going to rely on a blown coverage. Oh, there's my 35-yard touchdown.
And the issue with that for me is that's perfectly fine.
That's it.
That's perfectly. That's how you're supposed to play the game of football. I don't know what you people are expecting.
That's it. This is not trying to take away from Patrick Mahomes.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Patrick Mahomes is incredible, but when Brock Purdy does that exact same thing, it's See, that's why he's not Patrick Mahomes. It's like
Are you suggesting that perhaps Patrick Mahomes also plays with skilled football players?
With a great coach?
Yeah.
I would suggest that.
Okay. That's well, because the way, I don't know, the way people talk about Brock Purdy, or at least talked about Brock Purdy, I thought he was the only one who had good football players on his team.
Apparently. Except Howie Roseman's the best general manager the sport has ever seen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Obviously. Yeah, no, it's just... That's all I want. I just want the discourse to be fair and even. And when Patrick Mahomes plays well like he did last night, and Brock Purdy does the exact same thing, I would like the games to be assessed the same way. That's all. That's all I'm asking
perfectly
for.
Perfectly fine. And then once again, like you pointed out so eloquently, and like I'm talking about as well, that's how you're supposed to play quarterback.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to play quarterback, man. Like, to be honest with you, a lot of the times, like, it happens. Patrick Mahomes can do it. There are greats who can do it. But I remember I used to say all the time during the Harbaugh 49ers era, if the opposing quarterback is throwing the ball 50 times, we win it. That's exactly what we want to happen. We want that offense to be one-dimensional, where we know that these guys on the line can pin their ears back. There ain't no running the ball. They're not no play action, none of that. Pin their ears back, go get the quarterback, because all they're doing is running. They're going to accumulate a lot of stats. They may even score some touchdowns. But that's exactly what we want you to do. Mm-hmm. We want you to throw the ball 50 times, because at some point, we're going to figure out everything you need to do.
Right.
We'll pick you off, whatever the case may be. And I think people have a perception of that's how quarterbacking is supposed to be.
Right.
I believe, and what I've learned.
Josh Allen does that.
Right.
Tony Romo did that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott does that to a certain degree. And what's my one of my biggest problems with the Cowboys isn't necessarily Dak Prescott, is that they can't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You're one-dimensional. I don't think that's a good way. I'm sure somebody can.
That's not Dak's fault. Or are you just talking about the Cowboys?
Just the Cowboys in general.
Yeah, the offense,
that's what I'm saying.
You.
It's not just Dak I have an issue with the Cowboys. It's that. And I think there's a perception that that's how you're supposed to play quarterback. And I've learned over the years that's not – I wouldn't want the offense to do that. I like the balanced offense of it. And, you know, and real quick, they got – My guy Will, and Will's just having the dialogue back and forth in the Matthews Matthews Chatty House. I don't have no problem.
What the Matthews Matthews Chatty House is for.
I don't have no problem with him. But he said earlier,
you do. You blocked him because he's.
Well,
a Dodger
no,
fan.
I didn't block him.
You timed him out.
Yeah, put
Will
him a timeout.
No, Will
the Dodgers fan.
Oh my God,
Will the Dodgers fan. You know, like he had to go in timeout because what's going on right now. And then fine, have the discussion all the time. Bring the Dodgers up and see what timeouts you get put in, okay? Let's just be perfectly clear. But
no, it'd be a very simple, like, go Dodgers and kick. Okay, Will. All right, Will. That's enough.
That's exactly the case.
That's disrespectful.
That's exactly the case. But Will said earlier, he was like, Pat Mahomes made all the plays when they needed to be made. I'm sorry, he almost threw a pick on his last throw. He did not make all the plays when they needed to be made. He made a lot of plays, though. He was really good. I think Patrick Mahomes was sensational last night.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole misconception that Pat or any QB always is just perfect and that's what makes them incredible.
Exactly.
That's crazy talk to me.
Yeah, man. You find the open receiver and you hit the open receiver.
That's it. I don't care if he's 22 yards down the field or five.
It's gotten so sideways.
Hit him.
Have we, announced what you're doing this football season?
No, but let's just do it right now.
Hey.
I mean, that'd be nice. It's like 4 days away. Yeah, you're not going to be able to be with us at Sky River for a very specific reason, and I think there's a lot of people who would care what you're doing.
Okay, great. I'm going to be doing some work at 95.7, our station in San Francisco.
There we go.
Doing Niners post game.
Hey. Is it still called Overtime?
Overtime, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that after games, and then the day after games, so typically Monday, but sometimes Tuesday, sometimes Friday, mm-hmm. I'll be doing a one-hour show, the football hour, from 6 to 7 p.m.
Man.
Talking about
that's awesome.
Talking about
come on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Fired up.
There's absolutely no one better to talk 49ers football than Kyle Mattson, 100%. Which is why it sucks you can't be with us at Sky River on Monday.
Well, yeah, man.
But totally understandable.
We need to
jump on the stream, man.
Well, yeah,
yeah, no, we'll talk.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Okay, we'll talk. Okay.
There's it. I don't know. I'll say it off the air. It's okay. But I got ideas. So.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I like it. Kyle Mattson.
Mike, fired up.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
And I'm getting paid for it.
That's always
really?
Yeah, dude.
That's always a good thing.
Wow. Especially from this company.
Yeah.
That's and bosses, crazy.
And the bosses at all the places were like, we're only doing this if we can figure the money out.
Very good.
Like, wow, thanks.
No, that's good.
Oh, yeah,
no, that's great. They asked me to record some stuff for jams in San Francisco. I said, how much do I get paid? And Complex looked at me and said, oh, sweetie, just go into the end studio.
Don't forget game day.
Salute to you guys, by the way.
Christ.
Salute to you guys, by the way, because I did a lot of driving around over the weekend, over Labor Day weekend. And you guys were in here every single day on 102.5, D-Lo and KC.
That's right.
Shout out to you
guys. Had to do.
Saturday, Sunday, and day Monday. No day.
Crazy,
no
man.
Days off.
Crazy,
no
man.
Days off.
Get a gift fly. I got six jobs.
I do want to ask the question. Aren't you a little bit worried about us being overexposed? But I guess no one cares about that. So we just keep it moving.
We're here.
Can you learn anything from week one? Like, did you turn the TV off last night and think anything about Kansas City or Baltimore?
Nah. Really? I think Baltimore is one of very few teams in the AFC that can knock off Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we learned that Baltimore's offensive line's not very good, which could be a problem for them.
Sure.
Or him. Or Lamar Jackson specifically. But yeah, man, no. You can take little things. I this early in the year, through the first 4 or 5 weeks, there's just little things I'll like file away as I'm going to keep an eye on that. Because by week six, the Ravens are a good enough team and a good enough organization that these first few weeks are going to be a feeling out period. Where are we at? Adjusting things for their offensive line and for whatever they got to do. I don't know. I don't follow the Ravens close enough to know exactly what they got to do, but
Just wait. Ravenswire.com is going to call.
No, they're not. I promise you that. No, but shout out to Glenn Irby, who runs Ravenswire. He does a great job. I file things away, but I'm not going to make sweeping declarations based off week one. We've just seen too many times where something weird happens in the season opener, and it just doesn't manifest.
I'm always reminded. I don't know if this checks out, if this always happens, but I remember 2011, the opening game was the Packers and the Saints in Green Bay, and it finished like yesterday.
I remember that.
I'll tell you why in a second. I watched that game. I was in some bar in Antioch. I was watching the game, and it was a great game. It was like last night's game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, we'll see the rematch again in January. No, it was the Niners who went 13-3 and all this other stuff, right? And like, I think, it feels like that happens a lot, right? We see a great game week one, and whether it's the Thursday game, we're like, oh, can't wait for the rematch. This is going to, and it never really ever happens.
Well, and
this one, it might happen though.
Yeah, this one really might happen.
Well, and that's what's funny is last year, the Lions beat the Chiefs week one, and it's like, all right, well, no Travis Kelce, no Chris Jones. The Chiefs are going to be fine. And like, yeah, the Lions, like, whatever. And then the Lions go on, they go to the NFC title game, and the Chiefs really struggled to pass the ball all season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs end up going and winning the Super Bowl.
I don't think it was Lions, whatever. I think the Lions had a little buzz. I don't know if it was NFC Championship.
Right. Yeah. It was a nice win for them, but.
Oh no, Paul Marshall is here. God damn, his ass just watch him. But look at that.
That's smirking. No, he's still smirking.
He just walked by, just smirking. Yeah, looking like.
I knew you guys were looking too, because he smirked a little bit more.
He did.
Bro.
Such a jerk.
When Lamar fumbled in that second drive last night, because he talked to you, you relayed that to us. Yep. I happened to walk out of the building with him. I got the same spiel. And I'm like, all right, second drive. Pressure, fumble, Chiefs recover. You would have thought I was a Ravens fan and they just lost the Super Bowl.
The funny part was,
I threw a hat. I slammed my hand on the counter.
I'm just walking in. We had just left. I'm walking into the house. I don't have the TV on. I get Kyle's text. And it's like, the text was something like, I'm so upset. Paul was right. And I'm like, my first thought is, who's Paul? And I'm looking at this. And then it was like, oh, no. Oh no, turn the TV on. Yeah, the Ravens turned the ball over. Ah, damn it.
I said, I'm so effing mad Paul was right. Actively pissed at Lamar for fumbling.
But they regrouped. And when you talk about takeaways or potential takeaways from week one, I think when you have takeaways of those teams, it's when you go in with ideas already of who they are. And I went in with an idea of who Kansas City was. And I went in with an idea of who Baltimore was, and I just turned the game off like I was right.
Yeah.
It one game in, it's ridiculous. I understand. The practice is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. One game in, it was like, I feel like I'm right about Baltimore and Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I told this to KC to start the show. Like, Patrick Mahomes just makes football look easy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That's the difference, man, between him and everybody else. Yeah. Just so many of these plays that just he rolling out to his left and he's scrambling, he's looking, and then all of a sudden it's just like sidearm, just a little flick to the middle of the field. Oh, there's Travis Kelce wide open. It's easy. Like, man, that's just...
You know why I push back a lot of the times on like things being... Usually it's the quarterback, and it's the nature of the beast, right? Like, you get all the praise when you probably shouldn't. You get all the blame when you probably shouldn't. Like, there's a lot. But football is so intricate, and there's so many moving parts that need to go down. And I didn't – I saw this on Twitter. I'm sure both of you guys saw it as well. But I remember that I was watching the game, the 4th-and-2 play at midfield, and they ran the play. And as soon as he went to the side, first of all, they were doing that way too. They were doing side-to-side stuff entirely too much. It really, really frustrated me. But they did that on 4th-and-2. And I saw the play and where it was at, and Zay Flowers gets the ball. I said, oh, my gosh, that was – what are you doing? That was garbage. Well, did you see the breakdown of that play?
Yeah, Nelson Aguilar just blocking nobody.
And if he blocks his guy,
yep.
The play works perfectly, because I didn't know Zay squats behind the offensive line – and the guy that's supposed to be with him can't see him and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The safety can't see Zay Flowers and leaves to the other side of the field before the play is drawn. So at that point it has worked. All you have to do is Aguilar, you do your job. Lamar, you get the ball where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And one person didn't do what they were supposed to do. Yeah. And the whole thing is blown up. And so I'm watching that game, and I'm like, not even blaming Lamar. I'm like, offensive court, what kind of play call is that? Yeah. Trash. Just, they made a perfect call.
Yep.
That was a perfect call, and one person didn't do their job, and everything's blown up. And that's why I always kind of push back on the notion of it was this person's fault or that person's fault. There's just so many moving parts a lot of the time. Sometimes somebody just does miss a throw or just does miss an assignment or something like that. But there's so many things that go on from play to play that I'm like, it's a team game, man. Yeah. It's a team game.
You ever watch the people who break down offensive line play? Like the former offensive lineman on Twitter who will like do the all 22, but just the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, see, this is a bad rep here. And you watch it and you're like, what? It looks fine. He's like, he got his left hand onto the chest. It needs to be on the outside of the shoulder. Like, what? That's the difference in that play? Like, yeah, he got 4 yards. That could have been a touchdown if he just got his hand up to the shoulder. Like, oh, my God. Sure, man.
Could have went for 78 yards to the house.
Got to get his left foot around the back heel. Like, all right.
But those guys see things that we don't because they've gone over this film a million times, mm-hmm. or in the situation mm-hmm. you just presented, they've been in those moments mm-hmm. 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's you got to get up on the shoulder here. You can't give them an opportunity to go this direction if you're up here versus down here. They're like, okay.
I'm going to just blame the OC.
Whatever, pal. That take's not going to fly on my show. I imagine coming here, you know, if he had just... If Trent Williams had just put his arm up on his shoulder, it would have been fine.
Everybody's Brock Purdy throws an interception at the end of the game, and they lose to the Jets. Everyone's raving about it. We come in, and we're like, yeah, but did you follow Jake Brendel on that play?
Jake Brendel.
Did you see
Feliciano.
Did you see how slowly his hip turned?
You got to be quicker with the hip turn. Everybody knows
and
that.
And then James will come in, no swiveling his hips. No swiveling his hips.
Is Jake Brendel clutch? We'll tell you next.
Well, another thing.
As people frantically Google Jake Brendel?
I thought his name was Brock Purdy.
Thought his name was Brock Purdy. Oh, man.
Another thing.
That's what I want. I want an offensive lineman on our show.
They're out there.
I've got them.
Yeah, they're out there. They break it down.
Hopefully they don't treat you like James Worthy did.
Well.
No. No, every offensive lineman's cool as heck.
Still waiting to hear back from
old James. Left me on
read. At least he read it.
I hope I get to meet James Worthy someday so I can be like, hey, bro, I texted you that. What did you think when you saw this? Do you remember this?
Because if not, let's go over this.
Let's talk.
Let's watch this Wheaties commercial here on my phone.
Let's break this down.
Right about this moment, did you realize you'd been had? That you had completely been set up? Because I'm going to assume you didn't sign up for this. I'm also going to assume the shadowy figure is, in fact, not you. That's what was Michael's brother's name? Larry?
Larry.
That's Larry. That's Larry right there.
4-5.
He's filling
4-5, Larry.
He's filling in for you. You got a game you're looking forward to this weekend? Obviously, the 49ers, they play Monday. Is there something you're looking forward to Sunday? Or
That Rams-Lions game is going to be a blast.
Okay.
I really can't wait for it. You want to talk about learning things about a team? I think we're going to learn a lot about the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday.
I like that. Are you iffy on the Rams or?
I am big on the Rams.
You are.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I just when you look at this is a weird betting thing, but like when you just look at markets and like value quote unquote, and you look at what the Rams odds are to win the NFC West. That it's just like I love that bet.
That's a good bet.
I think they're plus 240 something last I looked, 340 something. And it's just there's so many paths to the Rams doing that. So
that's a good bet.
I'm really high on the Rams.
It kind of reminds me. It reminds me of the time Canelo Alvarez fought Sugar Shane Mosley.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Where I said I saw the match, right? And I was telling the homeboy, we was going to be in Vegas. I was like, Sugar Shane fighting Canelo. Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting some money on Sugar Shane. That's good money right there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we plan it out for about a month or something like that. And then we get to Vegas and it's fight night. And we're like, yo, we got to find a sports book, man. We got to put that money on Sugar Shane, bro. Sugar Shane Mosley, bro. Mm-hmm. And then we are like walking towards the sports book. I say, hold on. Canelo's about to beat the brakes off Sugar Shane Mosley. What are we doing? No, we're not putting this money on Sugar. That's what the Rams and the Niners remind me of. The Rams look good. Seattle, I'm telling you. The Super Bowl hangover, I'm telling you. And before you put that money down, I'm like, wait a minute. The Niners aren't losing the division. They're not losing the division. It's not happening. Not this year. Maybe next year. Maybe next year's the year. But there's nobody in that division ready to win the division. Win the division. But I agree with you. It is a value bet. I understand that. But they're not the Rams.
Why did the greatest football player to ever exist retire and it seemed to not have an impact on how people feel about the Rams at all?
Because of Sean McVay and their offense.
I don't hate that because I do not feel the way that you do about the Rams.
Why?
But... Well, one, the absence of Aaron Donald. Two, okay. I like Matt Stafford, and I like the little players poll that Matt Stafford is one of the more underrated quarterbacks, or in this case, it was Brock and Matt Stafford who's voted the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. I'm all for that. I am concerned about his durability.
Okay.
I did throw one caveat in there as we chuckled at their backup quarterback. If there's one guy who could potentially replicate what Kyle Shanahan did with Jimmy Garoppolo, it might be Sean McVay.
Sure.
But to the tune of winning the division, I'm not sure. I wanted to rule them out of the playoffs as we did like the 4-in, 4-out stuff yesterday. I had a plus one, and the plus one was really just asking questions about the Rams and how they lose a handful of pieces and seem to be not impacted by it. Though, as we all know, they have like 4 million draft picks.
Well,
like
yeah,
they have
unlimited cap space.
Unlimited cap space in the Oklahoma City Thunder treasure trove of draft picks.
People probably say it about the Niners.
Sort of the 49ers. Probably. Yeah.
The Niners have. How are they signing all these guys? Unlimited cap space. B-Lo and JC in LA saying the same thing.
It's a good show, though.
It is. It is.
It's a good show. KC in LA calls into that show pretty regularly, from what I understand.
Who?
Exactly. I was kind of in on the Rams as we, you know, as the offseason progressed. And then when it got to, as use Kenny's, put the money down, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Did a little more. I don't like it as much.
So here's where this is when you're. I loved the segment you guys did, the 4-in, 4-out segment. I thought that was great. I always come back to when you try and do that, the thing that makes it difficult is, well, almost every year, the teams that were good last year are good again this year. But there are so many things that happen in a season that you just don't, whether it's injury, whether it's this player just not having a great year.
Or maybe drama in the locker room.
Drama in the locker room. There are so many different things that can happen. And I think, like the 49ers, I'm with you, Kenny, on paper, they are winning the division, going away, and should be the number one or number two seed in the NFC. But if you're trying to pick a team that's really good on paper who just has a weird year, there are a lot of ways that things could just go be weird for the Niners. And again, a lot of this is vibes and feel, but there's a Super Bowl hangover thing. There's the Christian McCaffrey all of a sudden having an Achilles injury thing. There's Trent Williams holdout. There's Brandon Ayuk's hold in. There are so many things that can happen that if the Niners finish the season 10-7 and the Rams are 11-6, we all sit here going into round one of the playoffs going like, well, yeah, I could have seen this coming. You know, they had a weird offseason. But again, I'm not quantifying that with numbers, and it's just a feel.
Just a feel, just vibes. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you, I know a lot of people are kind of high on Seattle.
No.
That's a bizarre one to me that people are like, watch out for Seattle. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I can picture the Rams thing. Mm-hmm. Like I see what people are talking about. I don't know if that team is ready to win 12 games or 11 games. That's really my big reservation.
Yeah.
But the Seahawks thing, first year head coach, somehow things were Pete Carroll's fault last year. They got him out the way, got Grandpa out of there. He don't know how to coach defense. Like, I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know if I was alone on that. I don't see the Seattle thing at all.
I don't either. Maybe Michael McDonald's an awesome coach. I'm not going to bank on that.
Wow.
Kyle Madsen, the Insiders, NinersWire.com, and 95.7,
yeah,
pre and post. On
Welcome
the Odyssey
back
to cover the San Francisco 49ers. So great stuff as always from our man Kyle Madsen. We'll come back. Eddie Gonzalez joins us around 1:15 or so. We got much more football conversation ahead here with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Sir, Kyle Madsen, ladies and gentlemen.
Meow.
Football season's underway.
Yes, it is.
Football tonight.
I like this. I was telling Jesse, I like this. I don't want it every Friday.
Oh,
I like this super weekend
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I like this super weekend. I don't know if they necessarily have to go to Brazil all the time, but I like this. I like the super weekend of NFL kickoff, and then obviously they stay away from college, and then they pick it up Sunday and Monday.
Yes, yeah, the Eagles and Packers tonight. I guess it's another one of those. Can you learn anything?
See, I'm in disagreement with Kyle on that one. I fought with Kyle enough today. I don't want to fight with him again. But I don't think you can learn anything in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Like ever.
Okay.
So. It's a week one game. It's the first game of the season. and whatever happens, happens. Now, you know, in some ways, maybe it sets teams like season a certain way, like has them feeling a certain way about themselves or whatever. But week one, there's so many variables going on. So much preparation that isn't normal for the rest of the season, trying to get into the groove of the season and all this other stuff. I don't think there's ever really much you can learn from week one.
Here's, and I, it's a 17-week, 18-week season, so logically and rationally, everything you just said is accurate. Here's the one thing I feel about these two particular teams. The Eagles and the Packers last year, as the season closed out, were going in two completely different directions. Mm-hmm. And it's part of why everyone loves the Packers and Jordan Love the way that they do. And I don't think there are a lot of people confused. Again, I wasn't trying to drop a hot take on Philadelphia. I don't certainly don't think I'm the only one who's unsure about Philadelphia. But I think overall, people look at that roster and go, that's a pretty talented roster. Maybe this happened. Maybe that happened. The addition of Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, maybe that's going to be what they need. But if the trend continues to where it's essentially the Packers winning. Mm-hmm. It looks like the trend from last year continues where the Packers are continuing to traject up and the Eagles are continuing to traject down. Mm-hmm. I wonder what type of psychological effect that had. Mm-hmm. You had an entire offseason to correct whatever was going on with your team or your locker room. Mm-hmm. And is it rational? Absolutely not. But do those guys get in their head a little bit? Like, was it not the smoothest training camp? Mm-hmm. Is there still issues with Jalen and Nick Sirianni? Has Nick Sirianni fully removed himself from the offense to allow Kellen Moore to do what he does pretty well? Mm-hmm. And I think doubt creeps in. Maybe old frustrations come back. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about anger, angry thoughts, creating more angry thoughts. Like you're angry about losing, and then you're frustrated about losing last year, and all of everything that went on. You were embarrassed last year, and like, what's that do? Mm-hmm. Whereas the Packers could be riding high at the end of this game. I understand that is a bit irrational, but this is a league that we react to every week. Mm-hmm. We react on Fridays. It's a rare time where we can react on a Friday night or a Saturday, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays, all of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm watching the Eagles a little closer than the Packers. Because I think if the Packers lose, the Eagles get this win, I think there's a, all right, mm-hmm. It's a new season. Let's go. If the Packers lose, it's like, all right, let's regroup. Let's get out there and be ready for week two. Right. Not to suggest that Philadelphia doesn't feel the same exact way. I just think there's more of a sense of relief for Philadelphia if they're able to beat the Packers tonight.
That's understandable.
What do we do if the Packers handle the Eagles?
Handle?
Yeah, just kind of like not handle. Like they're down, lose by 20. But it's kind of, all right, Packers were the better team in here. And this is
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. Because people really like the Packers. But I wonder if. I don't know. What do you think? I think the story in that scenario might be the Eagles.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be the story, I think.
Yeah.
In that situation. But then you're also looking at a neutral site game. You know what I mean? So,
yo, did you see? I thought I put this note in here. Where is it? The Packers. The Packers hotel is an hour and a half to 2 hours away from the stadium.
Wow.
And it's because they're the road team. So the Eagles are like, I guess, right next the Eagles are right next to the stadium.
Yeah.
And the Packers got to take like a bus ride in traffic to get to the stadium.
That's crazy. I didn't hear that. Yeah, I didn't hear that at all. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of in this game in particular, like probably even more so than any other. I feel that the way I feel the same for all week one games. But even this one is probably a little bit more because they are in another country and there's no – like this won't be replicated again. Like even if for instance, like if they these two teams made the playoffs and played each other in the playoffs and say the Packers win this game, but they got to go to Philly in the divisional round. Like it's a completely different game. It's a completely different game. Like, number one, when you first played them, you was playing them in Brazil, not in the link. So, mm-hmm. like, this is a true road game. Like, how are you going to do the same thing? It's just not as comparable to me. But I do think that, like you mentioned, the story of if Philly, like, looks terrible or doesn't look cohesive or Sirianni and Hurts still, you know, don't seem to be on the same page, that will be a massive story going into week two. I'll be tapped into WIP Saturday morning.
Oh,
I want to hear that.
What does that sound like?
I want to hear that.
Oh my God. That's going to be a dark place. That is going to be a dark place. If that's
I want to hear that, boy. I want to hear that. If they win, I ain't never tapping on WIP. But when they lose, I'll be up in there, boy.
Understood. The media has kind of crowned Jordan Love as next.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I think a lot of it is because the Packers, their rich history and the unique, the really, really, I mean, one of a kind situation that they've had at the quarterback position, going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to a guy who showed like a lot of promise at the end of last year
mm-hmm.
and gets his big contract extension. And that's got people like, ho, Jordan Love is the next one. He's the next one. Three quarterbacks in 60 years going to be crazy for the Green Bay Packers. I do think Jordan Love is – I thought at the time last year that I liked Jordan Love a little bit more than others. Now I don't think I like him anywhere near the way other people do. But he's a very – I do think he's a good quarterback. I think he's on the way to being a very good quarterback. But asking him to just continue to make that upward climb with no hiccups, like putting him in the Super Bowl this year, is crazy to me.
That is crazy to me.
Maybe a lot of that is something that you said yesterday that I didn't take into account, and it's their coach, who is obviously very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's one of the top coaches in the league to me.
No doubt.
But
the record shows it.
Yeah. Jordan Love, though, I think he's a cool quarterback. I'm not even as high on him to like speak about what he could be or what he might be. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I just look at him like another young quarterback. I got to get more of a feel for him,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what happens. And so, to your point, like I don't see him the same way as others, and saying that he's going to lead the Packers to a Super Bowl in really his second full season after what I saw is kind of crazy. Like, it's to me, Jordan Love is not CJ to me. Like, CJ, and I don't mean to talk about Jordan Love that way, but CJ is one that I'm very confident in, very confident in what his future holds and what he can do. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think Jordan Love stinks or anything like that, but I don't have the same feel. Like, I'm like, I got to see a lot more from him before I have any kind of declaration on what he might be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.